This is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news, intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversation. 96.9 FM. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
Morning and welcome to Guardian Radio AM. Today is Monday, September 25th, and it's a little after 11 o'clock in the morning. Once again, this is C.A. Nuri and I shall be your host for today as we talk union news, union issues and union agenda. I'm sure the entire Bahamas knows that on Wednesday, that's the day after tomorrow, Wednesday, the BPSU will be having their election for the new executive board. We have the power team with us today, and they will be going in detail on why they are the better choice for the leadership of the BPSU. But before that, I want to read this. This is a statement from the chairman of the Progressive Liberal Party on the passing of the Minister for Social Services, the Honorable Obi Wilshcombe, for immediate release, September 25th, 2023. The Prime Minister and the leader of the party was informed this morning that the Minister of Social Services, the Honourable Obadiah Wilshcombe, passed away overnight. This is a shocking development for a dedicated and energetic and vibrant public servant. Our party is reeling this morning. The Prime Minister has issued a statement of condolences on behalf of the government. The party joins in those expressions. We have a deep sense of loss from one we have known over the decades of public life. I have reached out to his beloved constituents of West Grand Bahama and Bimini. This is a very sad time for them as well. On behalf of the PLP, our leader, and the entire team, supporters and friends, we extend condolences to the family. May you rest in peace. That's the end of the write-up. And later on this week, we planned to pay tribute to the Honorable Obadiah Wilshcombe. We will allow the callers to call in and give their stories, their personal anecdotes of their relationship with Obadiah Wilshcombe. We'll have a brief moment of silence right now. Today we have presidential candidate Mr. Alexander Burrows Jr., who's a customs officer, who is actually with a team, the power team, running for the executive leadership of the BPSU election that is going to be on Wednesday. And he have an entire agenda why his team is the better team to be elected. But I know Alex Burrows Jr. I know him. He's a customs officer. And I would like to know what a customs officer has to do with BPSU. That's an entirely, didn't they separate themselves? So before we even entertain this power team, this team with so much energy and vigor and so much ideas on what can be done, I need the president, this president candidate, this presidential candidate, Mr. Alex Burrows, to explain how his organization has a separate union, wants to be the lead of this union. So I let him start off with that. And then he can introduce his power team and explain why he believes they are the better choice and what they can offer the Bahamian workers. Morning, Mr. Burrows.
Good morning, Mr. Nuri. First of all, I just want to thank you for allowing us an opportunity to speak to our membership on your platform. But before we get into your question, let me first offer condolences to the family of the late Minister Obadiah Wilchkim. He was an outstanding Bahamian. He was a pillar in the Grand Bahama community and indeed a nation builder. And he will be sorely missed. As a matter of fact, I am extended family of the minister and also a fellow Grand Bahamian. And so this news comes as a shock to all of us, and we will sadly miss him. To answer your question, why am I offering myself as the leader of the Bahamas Public Services Union as a customs officer? Well, 64 years ago, when the Bahamas Public Services Union was formed, it was firstly formed as a civil service association under the leadership of the late Clement E. Maynard, Sir Clement E. Maynard. Customs officers were always a part of the Public Services Union. There has always been a love affair between the Customs Department and the Bahamas Public Services Union. We were the founding fathers of this union. I can even go as far as to say there has never been an election in the history of this union where a customs officer has not been on the ballot. There's never been one. And I challenge anyone out there to bring any news that is contrary to that. A customs officer has always been on the ballot, even in the midst of customs and immigration leaving the union. As a matter of fact, when we look at the numbers of members represented from the Bahamas Public Services Union within the Customs Department, we're talking about approximately 60 members. 60. That is a healthy representation, because we have ministries and departments that has not left the Bahamas Public Services Union with much less. We have ministries and departments that only have about 10 members represented in the Public Services Union. And so we think 60, even in our departure, under, of course, lackluster leadership, about 11 or 12 years ago, even in our departure, we still have a healthy representation. We have to first find out, why did customs leave the Bahamas Public Services Union? Let me go into it. And customs left the union like everybody else that leaves the BPSU because of poor representation. It is unfortunate for us, though, that when we would have left the union, I always thought and felt that we made an emotional decision. It was ill-advised. We should have not left. We should have stayed in there and gotten rid of the real problem. The problem 11 and 12 years ago was Mr. Pindle.
Yes.
He was the president at the time, and we felt as if he dropped the ball on negotiations, which would have carried us out of the overtime regime into a more healthy salary. And customs officers felt stiffed. We felt as if that duty and competence, arrogance, we did not get our just due at the negotiating table.
But Pindica won't come back though.
I don't understand what would possess the gentleman to come back. You know, I don't want to get too much into detail what motivates Mr. Pindle. But we can see that the facts are the facts. Mr. Pindle is a retiree. Mm-hmm. He's no longer coming from a ministry or department. Mm-hmm. And it is this team's philosophy that unions are for working people.
Correct.
Working people, the working class, is represented by unions, not represented by retirees.
Correct.
There's a space for retirees in unions, And that's something that we're going to speak about a little bit further down in your show. When we talk about a retiree society, we welcome persons like Mr. Bender, who is retired, mm-hmm. To come and be a part of that retiree society to assist the union, to assist workers to continue to go from strength to strength. However, Mr. Nuri, if I may, I would like to introduce members of the team who's here presently with us. We have Ms. Latonya Simonette. She comes from the gaming board. Ms. Simonette is running for the post of vice president. Also in studio today, we have Mr. Quincy Strawn. He's affectionately known as 007. He's coming from the Ministry of Transport. And he is running for the post of trustee. Another gentleman in studio who does not have a microphone, he's handling our Facebook Live page. He is Mr. Harrison Wilson. Mr. Wilson is a purchasing officer at the Princess Margaret Hospital, and he is running for the post of Secretary General.
I would like to ask this. All of you are competent. I can see it. It's clear. It's evident. You have a wealth of experience. Why not work along with the current president to say, I'm a worker? You know, unions, you said earlier that unions are for working people. Why decide to create a new entity and challenge the current establishment?
I'll take the question. I've worked with Mr. John Pinder. I've been with the gaming board for 18 years. And when Mr. John Pinder left the union to go into political pastures, I started to work with Mr. Kimsley Ferguson. It took 2 years at the gaming board to negotiate. It was a team and myself that negotiated one of the best industrial agreements for the gaming board. And Mr. Kimsley Ferguson came in as president, and he viewed our hard work. He said that the industrial agreement that we had was too much for us. I tried back and forth to work with Mr. Ferguson. Mr. Ferguson was difficult to work with. Mr. Ferguson didn't want the help. I always believe in this. I believe that in order for us to be great leaders, and what makes us great leaders is to surround ourselves with persons who are intelligent, who are smart, because as a leader, we're not going to know everything. But we equip ourselves with the persons that would be able to build our portfolio, because there's a legacy that we have to leave behind. So at every temp, this team, we have tried to work with Mr. Ferguson, and he didn't want the help. He didn't want the assistance. We were disrespected. We were, for the last 6 years, we haven't received representation from Mr. Ferguson. You call Mr. Ferguson, you don't get a return call back from Mr. Ferguson. You have an issue on the job. There's no redress. There's no care. There is no concern. And so when you're in a situation like that, you start to look within. And when you start to look within, you realize that, hey, I'm here representing other people who he's not representing, and I'm representing myself. If we join together as a team, we could be a robust team, a team that the union currently need. And so that's how this team was formed. This team was formed as a result of us not getting union representation, as a result of deficiency and the divide in the union. We had to form in order for us to get the help that we need, and other members that needed the help. This is why we formed.
Mr. Strong. Ms. Simonette laid out the reason why you all have come together. But you have an orange hammer inside your hand. You call yourself the power team. Mm-hmm. How is the hammer, this orange hammer, and the power team coincide? Why did you choose that? What's up with this term, power team?
Good morning, Bahamas. Good morning, members of the Public Service Union. Again, my condolences goes out to Mr. the Honorable Mr. O.B. Bearscombe, his family, may his soul rest in peace. So, the power team, power, people organizing with effective results. If the results aren't effective, it don't make no sense. Let me tell you something about this hammer right here. the same hammer where John, who said he wants to come back to save the union, but he wants the union save him. And Kingsley Ferguson, with lack of representation, the same hammer is going to destroy them for destroying our union.
How
and
can you
same no, hammer,
interrupt you?
And the same hammer, and the same hammer.
Uh-huh. Not from a violent way, you know.
No.
And the same hammer is going to rebuild
the union.
That same union to where it's supposed to be.
Yes.
It's going to revamp the medical plan. It's going to repair the union assets. Okay? The same hammer. Ask Fergie when last he had a Mother's Day function, Father's Day function, back to school function,
Christmas
function, retirees.
Nothing.
They are worthless. So the same hammer will destroy them. And this will be the hammer that is going to restore the Bahamas Public Service Union.
Yes.
I hear you.
Mm-hmm.
But of recent time, we heard a narrative that the unions in the Bahamas are divided. That they're always infighting. And this is an example. I have a text box. This is an example of the infighting right there. Right? You mentioned that this is one of the most challenging times in the union. Poor representation.
Mm-hmm.
But in the public service, we see the minister signing all kind of things. Y'all getting a raise. Straight across the board. Everybody getting a raise. This is good times. And if it's good times, why are y'all complaining? Miss Glover said you're getting a raise. No, I need someone to answer that.
That is an initiative from the government. The initiative our president represent us in terms of, that's just like we hiring an attorney to work for us. We've paid our union dues. Some of us has been in the union for 18 years. I haven't had a promotion in 18 years. I have a doctorate degree and I've yet to be paid for 10 years for the doctorate degree. So as a result of you saying a union being divided, it isn't divide, you know. It's the leader that causing the division, because persons like myself and others around this table, if we're getting the representation that we need, we would have never formed. We'd have supported him. If he wanted to support, we would have supported him. But if you pay in for something, the Geman board is agency shop, meaning that my dues have to get taken out of my salary. If I discontinue, it's only a dollar difference. So you have to continue on. So I have no choice in that matter. So as a result of that, we go around and we hear membership complain about what's going on, this and that. And we as Bahamians, we complain. But you know what this power team decided to do? We got in the fight.
Mm.
We got in the fight because we know we deserve better and the membership deserve better. And we know we can produce better.
Ms. Simner.
Yes, sir.
What do you all want? Are you just complaining for complaining's sake?
We want a president that has its members. We want industrial agreements that reflect us, the members. We don't want documents just signed that the president go in and make documents, create documents that just have words and does not represent the care
good
and the concern of the members. We want a leader who is intelligent enough to say, you know what, we're going to have disagreements, but I have to act impartial. I have to represent every one of my members. I have to ensure that my feelings are put to the side, and what my members need, I have to go there and do for my members. I can't tell the last time. I've been in this union 18 years. I've been in this union 18 years. I've paid some $5,800, and I've yet to see anything. I've yet to get one ham, one turkey. I've yet to even get a paper from the union. So as a result of that, what you expect for us to do? We can't lay down and die. We cannot continue to operate underneath this. We have to be able, we come together so we could change this.
I'm going to the president now. Before I go to you, I want to ask, I'd be remiss without asking. You see, you get a doctorate. Doctorate in what?
I have a doctorate in international business. I have my first degree in accounts, the second in tourism, the third in management, and I also have something in human resource management. An international.
You could
business.
Lead the union. You're competent. You're more than qualified.
Yes.
You and your team.
Yes.
Mr. Burrows.
And not even that.
Mr.
Also,
Strong.
Labor relations as well, too.
Okay.
Mr. Nuri, you mentioned something very early on about infighting.
Yes.
This is not infighting.
Is it infighting?
No, it's not.
I saw an ad just now would mash you up.
Yeah.
I can tell you where it come from.
Yeah.
I can tell you who campaign it is.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But I see infighting.
Yeah. No, it's not infighting. It's see, not infighting. That is their God-given right. This is a democratic process.
Mm-hmm.
Some people don't have the intellectual capacity mm-hmm. to communicate in a above the fray. And so they resort to what they know.
Mm-hmm.
This team possesses the intellectual capacity to communicate and articulate our vision that will be able to be universal throughout the entire membership.
Mm-hmm.
So we don't have to go in the gutter. What we've done, we've presented the facts.
Mm-hmm.
Everything that we have said, everything that we've asserted with the facts. When we talk about the union's checks being bouncing checks of $60, those are facts.
Mm-hmm.
I heard about that.
Yeah,
mm-hmm. those all over the
place. I heard the union checks are being bounced.
And these are pensioners. The pension of the union, they take $60, okay? Those checks are bouncing. We provided the facts. We provided proof.
Mm-hmm.
When we talk about the medical, our union's medical plan, that is not worth anything.
What do you mean it's not worth anything?
Well, if a healthcare provider does not accept, if no healthcare provider accepts the medical insurance from our union's medical plan, then it's not worth the paper it's written on.
Thank you.
Those are facts. We've had members that were stricken with terminal illness, that were not able to get the health care they received, mm-hmm. they paid for by the union, from the union, sorry, or to the union, okay? Paid for to the union. They were unable to get the health care they needed, and subsequently, they met their demise.
Mm-hmm.
We had persons who paid faithfully into the union's medical scheme since its inception
mm-hmm.
that never claimed. And the time they needed their union the most, they died waiting on their health care.
Facts.
We've had persons that died in the organization within the union that family has yet to receive their death benefit.
Facts.
Waiting in line up to 2 years.
Facts.
A friend of mine called me down in Grand Bahama. His mother was a nurse. She paid into the union scheme over 35 years. She passed away. And the office told him that there's a one-year wait. This is not the first time, or this is not the first radio station that has reported this.
Mm-hmm.
These things are rampant throughout the Public Services Union. We're not talking, we're not slinging mud. Okay, we're not getting into gutter politics. We're just stating the facts.
Thank you.
That's it.
We're just stating the facts.
Pure fact.
I can give you an opportunity now
mm-hmm.
to state your plan, your goal, your vision to the workers of the Bahamas.
Mm-hmm.
Members of the mm-hmm. of the BPSU,
mm-hmm.
right, who are listening now, who are now contemplating, because you make some allegations against the current president and his regime that they ain't doing a good job. I want to know what you have to offer. What do they need to consider saying, well, if these people ain't making sense, why should I consider this power team? What can you offer these people?
Well, we have a comprehensive plan to take us out of the gutter. We want to revamp and rebrand our BPSU medical plan. That's the first thing on our agenda. That is paramount because we can no longer do business the way we've been doing it. The thing about the medical plan is the union has found itself into financial insolvency. And so because of that, we are using the union's premiums, the members that pay their premiums into the union's medical plan, because the union has been losing and hemorrhaging members every single day. We have to now rely on the same premiums of the medical insurance our members pay into to take care of the day-to-day expenses. We can no longer afford to let that happen to our membership. So basically, we're going to have to systematically remove ourselves from depending on the medical insurance. And so how do we do that? We have to have someone come in, a reputable insurance provider, come in and underwrite it. We can, and by doing that, it means that we now have to stand on our own legs as a union and run ourselves off of membership dues. But the reason, see, this is one of the fundamental reasons why the power team cannot support the current president or the former president. They have made their beds in dealing with the union in the same status quo. There has been absolutely no exponential growth within the last 21 years. No growth. The last time this union has had a robust membership would have been over 30 years ago. Over 30 years ago, this union boasted of about 6,000 members, and that is when the public service was a lot smaller. Now we only have a little over 3,000 members, and we only experience an uptick in membership when there's an election frenzy. So that is not even consistent. That 3,000 plus is not even consistent.
Mr. Burroughs, I had a litany of issues, right? My good wife is, I wouldn't say she's a union member, but she's a part of the public service. Mm-hmm. Why should she join the BCU, the BSPU, right? If all these problems y'all sound broke. I want to know, what do I tell her, my good wife, to say, hey, I think you need to go join this union. You need to convince me. Why should those people who drop out of the union, who moved away, them customer officers who go out and start their own union, why should they rejoin the BPSU?
Well, as far as customs is concerned, we have a plan for customs. Well, right now, customs is a part of the Customs and Immigration Union. And that union has been defunct for some years. They started off kind of strong, and they ended up not so strong. Customs now is poised to come back to the union, of course, under our leadership. They have someone who knows and feels everything that they go through on a consistent daily basis. We are talking about forward-thinking things like customs having its own industrial agreement. Okay, we're talking about things that customs should be compensated for each agency duty that they perform on behalf of other government agencies. All right, we're talking about putting together a customs service commission so that they can experience more rapid promotions and reclassifications. And what does that do? It then declogs the public service commission. It's a win-win situation. So the public service commission doesn't have to worry about customs anymore under this advanced thinking and this concept. These are things that we're looking at. We're also looking at providing incentive. Wouldn't it be good for us as members to be able to go to a store, a mom and pop store, and get a little difference at the end of the day at the cash register, a little relief? We could be able to get something, some relief, some type of concession, some type of just a number of different things that we can do. Right? What about establishing local branches throughout the public throughout the islands of the Bahamas? All right? We've not had a branch that was established in this union outside of Grand Bahama. And that branch was established in the mid-1970s. So what about the family islands? The people who are paying the same dues that the members in Nassau and Grand Bahama pay? How come they can't feel and touch their union?
Mr. Burroughs spoke about incentivizing. Right now we have a union card and a membership card, and that membership card carries nothing.
Worthless.
And what our intent is when we go in to negotiate is, a lot of times you would have the government say that, you know, right now we will pay at a later date, and so we can negotiate in good faith. Whereas the government having this carriage, the passport office, various government agencies, we could get our passport at a discount rate. You have the hospital, when Bahamians go to the hospital, Bahamas Public Service Union members don't have to go to the public. We could get private care. So there's a lot of initiatives that we wish to negotiate with the government, aside from just salaries and increases. So for us, one of the questions that you just ask is, what will compel somebody to come and join this union? I will put this out there to the membership and the persons who are not a part of the union. If members right now are persons working within the Bahamas Public Service Union, it's not going to pick up their handbag right now and walk off the job and do not return, they need a union. They need a union that can properly represent them. What we are saying is, the representation that they're getting now, we know it's nothing because we've been receiving it.
Finish.
We have
Lousy.
Been in the wilderness. We have been disenfranchised. We are members who were paying our union dues and wasn't getting nothing. So because you were in the wilderness and now we're out, you don't think we're going back in the wilderness to go get some of those people who are inside there right now? You don't think that because of our experience of not being represented, you think now we're going to come in now and not represent the members? No.
What we also want to do, Mr. Neary, talk about Representation. This is the key. Representation.
I see you keep on repeating that. Representation.
Yeah. We don't have it.
That's what it's all about. Representation. We want to, for the very first time within this organization, the Public Services Union, we want to be able to establish an industrial agreement and negotiation preparation
That's
committee.
Key.
See, Ms. Simnett alluded to the industrial agreements that are signed. You spoke about signing industrial agreements all over the place.
Mm-hmm. Team's good.
No, it's not.
Members don't know what's in them.
Thank you.
See, that is the key. The process is not transparent. So what good is an industrial agreement if you don't know what's in it? How do we cause our members to know what's in the industrial agreement? They have to be a part of the process of negotiating. Mm-hmm. So what is the concept then? The concept should be that if we have persons that are working in the lab or working in the pharmacy and they their terms and conditions of employment, shouldn't they be a part of that negotiation process? Shouldn't they be the ones that are gathering the facts? Because only they know what is best for them. For far too long, we've been dictated to by, okay, you have an election, someone from somewhere else, and someone from somewhere else wins the presidency. So you have someone, let's say from the Ministry of Works, that wins the presidency. Okay? How can that person automatically on day one know what's best for the person at the Ministry of Health?
It's impossible.
It just cannot happen.
Doesn't happen.
So what we decided to do, we wanted to be able to diversify the union by asking our members as we go around on the campaign trail, and even when we win, to identify the best and the brightest minds from each area so that they will be able to tell their executive, their union, what they want to be governed by in the workplace.
I was going to ask, because you said, again, that the current president, Mr. Ferguson, is not working on behalf of the people, right? And nearly days before your election, which is Wednesday, the minister announced that all y'all getting raised. Someone working.
No.
The clearly, your president is working. He negotiated that everybody got a raise. Someone negotiated that.
Wicked. The Progressive Liberal Party.
Thank you.
Campaigned.
Thank you.
September 16th, 2021 was the election day. Prior to that, they campaigned. You look into their plan, their charter for governance, you'll see exactly what their initiative was. Okay? This is something that was generated by the government of the Bahamas.
And not the union.
Right.
Absolutely not.
Nope. Right.
Because Mr. Ferguson didn't do that.
No.
Well, Mr. Ferguson has been in office 3 years prior to that.
He do.
Okay? So where were these negotiations? Where were these contracts being signed 3 years prior?
It was pending.
Okay? It can't be pending. How long can something be pending?
For 3 years.
Well, this year makes 6 years.
Oh, Lord.
Okay?
Six years.
Mm-hmm.
So we have to be real, and we want our members also to be real. You know, they say everybody deserves a second chance. Okay?
You talk about Pindo.
Everybody, no. They said, it's a common saying, people deserve a second chance.
Forgive and forget.
Hold on.
People deserve a second chance. Well, we would have given Mr. Ferguson a second chance.
Mm-hmm.
He failed the first one.
Mm-hmm.
He was forgiven. He got a second opportunity.
Mm-hmm.
We're not going to give him a third because we got nothing.
Zero.
We got nothing in the 6 years that he's been in office.
Zero.
Okay, he's been the custodian and the general superintendent of this August body for 6 years, and he has absolutely nothing to show for it.
Nitsy.
And we're not going to ask our people, Mr. Nuri, like the former president, he asked for 15, he got the 15.
15.
And what does he have to show for 15 years? Okay, nothing so much where he wants to come back and give us another 15 years of nothing. Okay, what did Mr. Ferguson do in 6 years? Absolutely nothing. We're not asking for 15 or six. All the power team is asking for is 3 years.
Mm-hmm.
You give us 3 years, and we will make the Bahamas Public Services Union membership a believer.
I see your platform. Your platform is detailed.
Mm-hmm.
Give all kind of scenarios on what you plan to do and the possibility for the BPSU. How are you disseminating this information? How can the union members get access to this, to scrutinize it, to inquire, saying, I challenge you on this. Kindly explain this to me. You promised me this, but how are you going to do it? Where can they challenge you or inquire to get more information about this litany of things that you are saying that you can do?
Well, we have the most active Facebook page. We have totally engulfed social media.
Yes.
The most active Facebook page, our members can reach us at Power Team. Just plug in Power Team. You will see we're up to over 1,000 followers and likes. When you look at our competitors, they have not been able to use that platform or being able to be engaged in that platform. All of the, even this radio interview is being streamed live on our platform. So our members can engage. As a matter of fact, the Facebook page is synced directly to our WhatsApp. So every day, 24 hours a day, members can come, and if there's something that they're unclear about, they can access us. See, accessibility is key. When we get into office, let me segue into this. When we get into office, we're going to develop a BPSU app. We're talking about embracing the 21st century. Everybody has a smartphone. You talk about not knowing what's in the industrial agreements. Well, on the first leg, our members, the everyday members who work the system every day, they're going to be a part of that industrial agreement task force throughout every ministry and department. Secondly, wherever we are within the negotiation, that is going to be uploaded into our app. Every member will have access to the app. How do they have access to the app? They'll be given credentials. So you'll know on the dime where we are and when we are as it relates to the industrial agreement negotiation. Not only that, we have individual member needs. See, it is unions are more than just collective bargaining around the negotiating table. You have individual people, members, that have problems on the job. And where is that movement of accountability? When you go and you call the president, you call your shop steward. We'll get the shop stewards later, okay? Because there's a breakdown fundamentally in the way the construct of this union is. So that app, the member will be able to go into that app and see exactly where their individual matter is. Is it still at HR? Are they at the department of ministry? Has it gone over to the Ministry of Public Service yet? Is it before the commission? See, these are the things that we have to do in terms of being able to provide quality representation to our members. For far too long, our members have been imprisoned by poor and mediocre leadership. And so they believe that that is the norm. This Power Team is here to tell them, which is represented by the Hammer, that bad leadership and poor representation is not the norm, and help and hope is on the way.
I want to talk about Grand Bahama, right? I even want to talk about the hospital, because they have a large union there too. Mm-hmm. I think that's coming under BPSU, yeah, right?
All of us.
And I would like, you mentioned social media in terms of getting your message, but on the ground,
we've been there.
What have you done to get on the ground that people in the hospital know what you're talking about, your message? How are you doing that? How did you go to Grand Bahama? Did someone fly to Grand Bahama? Or this is only a social media thing?
Mm-mm. No, man. We are utilizing all of the avenues of campaigning.
You need to tell me what these avenues are.
Okay, we're going door to door. That's the basic, that's the fundamental way of campaigning.
On the ground.
Door to door, on the ground.
We started from the beginning of the year. Yeah.
Outside like a doormat.
Mm-hmm. We have been to Grand Bahama on two separate occasions.
Flew over there.
Okay. Grand Bahama is Hammer Town.
Mm-hmm. Okay,
we are going to win Grand Bahama by a very big margin. They're going to support this team.
Mm-hmm.
You talk about the Rana Memorial Hospital.
Pure Hammer.
Our members within the Rana Memorial Hospital are going to support the Hammer.
Mm-hmm. Pure Hammer.
All right. We're going to be pleasantly surprised. See, this is not the first time that we've run. This team has run before.
I didn't know that.
Yes, we did.
This team has run before. We've contested the election before. We contested the election during unprecedented times. The election was September of 2020. And it was very, very difficult to move about, as you remember, based on the lockdown and the restrictions. But I can tell you, we in Grand Bahama, the numbers that came from Grand Bahama, we won Grand Bahama 2-1 over our competitors. So we expect to win by even larger majority. Okay? The other islands, like Abaco, we didn't have an opportunity to go last time. We went there.
We've been to Abaco.
Okay, we're going to do very well in Abaco. We promised Abaco that they will also receive a branch. We're going to establish a branch. See, these islands need to have their own autonomy.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, we have to be able to establish a union presence on our family islands. We're talking about Abaco. We're talking about Andros. We're talking about Exuma. Mm-hmm. Okay, we need a branch in Eleuthera. Okay, these are the things that this team coming together is talking about, advancing the cause of trade unionism. Secondly, what we want to talk about is the basic fundamental way of representation. When we looked at the register and we went around to each of these islands and each ministry and department, it was very difficult for us to determine or find out who was the shop steward in these areas. There are no shop stewards anymore. How can you have a functioning union without shop stewards? See, when you talk about leadership, when you talk about representation, you must have at least a shop steward.
Mm-hmm.
What does that shop steward do? That shop steward gathers all of the intel in their respective areas. And they are representing at the level of the employee. That is the first employee representative. Before you even can get to vice president, secretary general, and president, you must have a shop steward. There are no shop stewards in the public services union like that.
You have a full team. I seen this pamphlet. Every position is going to be contested in this election.
Every single position.
I can go and call a strong. What's a trustee?
Trustee.
No, talk directly inside the mic. Because I see people running. I want to understand if they understand what they get themselves into. Mm-hmm. What's a trustee?
Yeah. A trustee deals with all the assets of the union. I'm responsible for all the assets. The building, the pen, the paper, the lock on the door, everything. Okay? So the trustee basically will hold their foot to the fire. When they faulty up. Mm-hmm. See? The trustee is the person who will go back to the members and say, hey, now they're doing foolishness.
Mm-hmm.
That's my job.
Mm-hmm.
You vested.
Mm-hmm.
That's my job.
So let me ask Ms. Simonette this, right?
Mm-hmm.
I tried to get you on the show for Tuesday. They said Tuesday be busy.
Yes.
What you're busy doing tomorrow?
Tomorrow we have slated. We're having a motorcade where we're going to every government ministry, every place.
So you can show your numbers. You can show your numbers.
We're going to bring back that excitement. We're going to bring back that union spirit so the members can wake up.
The gaming board.
Can wake up. Because guess what?
Department of Environmental Health.
We want them to feel.
The post office.
That we're here. We're here to bring change. We are here. So we have
a Ministry of Health. We coming.
That's right. We come
Ministry
in.
Of Works. Listen, Ministry of Works. Let me tell y'all something.
Hold on.
No. You have to understand what we're bringing back.
That's right.
To the union. Ministry of Works. When we come there, y'all have the truck to tie the road. Because we can break the road up when we reach
That's
there.
Right. That's
okay?
right.
That's what we can do. Okay? All other departments, UB, all the schools, social services, the airport, NAD. Guess what? The union office. PHA, listen to me.
So let me get Ms. Simonette to give me some more details.
Yeah.
When and where this motorcade starting?
This motorcade.
Who's starting the motorcade? Do you want your members to come out there? Tell me some more information.
Let me explain it. The motorcade starts at the Town Center Mall. Parking lot at 8:30 tomorrow morning. We're going to start with a bunch of cars behind us,
come on.
Our followers,
come.
Everybody that supports us
come.
Will be on the motorcade. When we reach to all of the government agency, we want the members to come out just to, you know, get excited because the next day is election day.
That's
when
right.
we go to the polls to vote.
That's
we
right.
have about seven different polls. It's seven, right? Seven or eight?
Five
polls. We have Sandilands. We have
Princess
Margaret Hospital. We have Environmental Health. We have
Airport.
Airport. And is it one more?
Kendall GLI.
And Kendall Kendall G. Elizik Gymnasium. So, Quincy, tell them what to expect tomorrow, because this is the man of business for that motorcade.
I already tell the members, come out, okay? Come out. Let's take this union back. Back to where it was, okay? Where y'all will be getting good representation. Good. And as you can see, it ain't just one person talking. Any of us could talk on
this. That's right.
We ain't come to play.
Your bench deep.
Yes.
Deep.
We're going to take a short break now, all right? And we're going to come back to presidential candidate for the BPSU election, which is going to be happening on Wednesday.
Yes.
Tomorrow they're having some kind of big motorcade. They say they can show all their numbers to make sure people understand that they lied.
Everything.
Right.
They're coming to take all.
We
right?
outside like a
And we have presidential candidate Mr. Alexander Burroughs Jr. and his team. Here, President Ms. Latanya Simonet, who's running for vice president. And of course, speaking just now is Mr. Quincy Strong, who's
Double
a
o.
trustee. And behind the cameras, we have Mr. Harrison Wilson, who's running for secretary general. But we'll be right back. This is I forget where I work. Guardian Radio in the AM with C.A. Nuri.
You were for government. You were for government.
You took and convinced me.
You
were already convinced. Power team.
Yes. You were already convinced.
We'll be right back.
Love the show? Want to give your support? Become a sponsor today. Call 302-2300 for our rates and packages. That's 302-2300. Become a sponsor on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
The new Guardian Radio app is here. Listen live to all our Guardian Radio shows and live video stream select programs in our studio. Get information about Guardian Radio shows and our hosts. Send messages, including text, email, and even call. All from our amazing new Guardian Radio app. Download it free today in your App Store for your Apple device or Play Store for your Android device. The all-new and improved Guardian Radio app.
And we're about to wrap up our show. If I only had a hammer, you'll hammer it all over this nation.
That's it.
But I just want to read this, right? The deadline has been extended. Calling all junior and senior high school students, you could win a brand new iPad for the new school year. Enter the Plato Alpha Design essay competition. All you have to do is write a strong and convincing essay on the topic, what does going digital mean to you? For junior high school students, your word limit is 1,000 words. For senior high school students, your word limit is 1,500 words. To enter, email your essay along with your name, school, grade, and grade level, as well as your parents. It's 12 o'clock, right? Wrap up. Your choice.